We go to Chumotso Modise of Eyewitness News in Senegal. Chumotso, good afternoon. Been looking at the television, been listening to your reports, following your tweets, and there have been skirmishes. It's been pretty tense at times, but it hasn't kicked off into anything too serious yet, it seems.
That's right, John. We've heard from Police Minister Begicele as well as State Security Minister Ayanda Ndlovu, who've both spoken about how it wasn't a picnic, they say, but it was exactly how you would expect different groups that are in one space, and they are here to protest. We haven't seen any major incidents, any arrests really at this particular place. We have heard, though, from the minister that there were there was an arrest of someone who was driving into the area with an unlicensed firearm, and there was a group of people that was turned back. And this, of course, happened at the roadblocks that are on the N5 on both sides of Senegal. It is a small town, John, so the entry points, there's only really two entry points to get into the small town, and the police seem to have those covered as they try to secure or to ensure that we are all safe while we are here.
I heard Begicele quoted in Eyewitness News at 3 as saying they decided to go for a soft approach, and perhaps it has worked. I mean, there was a barbed wire barrier which was supposed to keep a group of folk proclaiming allegiance to the old Vierkleur, the Transvaalers, and the red-suited EFF people, but that was torn down and there were confrontations. And I don't know, does it seem to you on the ground that it was a wise decision from police not to maybe use tear gas, rubber bullets, that kind of thing?
Honestly, John, I don't think that there was a need for, you know, tear gas or rubber bullets or any of those interventions, considering what we saw, you know, during the heightened tensions. Yes, it was tense. Yes, there were standoffs, but they seem to have been, you know, quickly sorted out by the authorities that were here. I got the sense that, you know, the police minister has been in a conversation with Julius Malema himself, who's in court currently listening to the bail application of the two men accused of killing Brendan Horner. And they're sitting on the same bench that is Judith Malema, Ayanda Ndlovu, and Begicele. We've heard from them that they have been alerting each other if they hear anything outside that does sound like there's anything happening. So it does seem that the approach that the police have taken has been working. Nothing escalated to the point where it needed more intervention from the police, and certainly not tear gas or rubber bullets at this stage.
Chumotso Modise of Eyewitness News. We'll keep an eye on that.